This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. These days, as Barack Obama repeatedly tries to tie John McCain to President Bush, it's easy to forget that McCain was once Bush's rival. In the Republican primary of 2000, McCain rode a big bus called the Straight Talk Express. Here he is in New Hampshire.
Whether they're going to vote for me or not, with 108 town hall meetings, these voters have had a chance to know John McCain.
And vote for him they did. McCain won the state by 19 points. But the wheels came off his campaign in South Carolina, where he lost badly as the campaign was hit by rumors and dirty tricks. And McCain wound up battling the social conservatives in his own party.
Neither party should be defined by pandering to the outer reaches of American politics and the agents of intolerance, whether they be Louis Farrakhan or Al Sharpton on the left, or Pat Robertson or Jerry Falwell on the right.
Last week, we examined some of the political lessons that Barack Obama learned in Chicago. Today, some of the lessons that John McCain learned in that tough 2000 campaign. And to help us, we turn to John Harwood. He's chief Washington correspondent for CNBC and political writer for The New York Times. Glad you're with us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you covered that campaign. I imagine you spent a lot of time on that Straight Talk Express.
I did, and the Straight Talk Express was outfitted so that John McCain could sit there in a comfortable chair, and reporters could surround him and could talk to him for quite a long time.
Like a rolling amphitheater.
Exactly. And the reason that that was so remarkable at the time is that the consistent drift of political campaigns during my lifetime, 20 years or so of covering these things, is that the candidates become ever more remote. Your interactions are ever more controlled with them. And John McCain would just talk.
So when you look at the John McCain in the 2000 primary and caucus season, and you look at the man we see now in the last stages of this run for the White House, what were the lessons that he learned in that first contest that now apply to his current contest?
Well, I think one of the things he learned as he tried unsuccessfully to dislodge George W. Bush for the nomination in 2000 was that if you are in the driver's seat for the nomination, you've got to embrace the party base. You can't take on the party base. And so we saw John McCain trying to make himself into the establishment as we got into 2007. That didn't work out so well, and he ended up flat on his back. There was a lot of misgivings about him from some of those clips, like the one you just played with him going after Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson. But what happened was John McCain had enough residual strength in New Hampshire, and his competition was weak enough. Once again, he became the establishment in the spring of 2008. It's just that the establishment Republican Party is in a much more difficult bind than it was in 2004.
It's interesting because some of the people who helped bring John McCain down back in 2000 are now working on his campaign.
Well, it was interesting. We remember John McCain in 2000 talking about the special place in hell reserved for people who were prosecuting tactics like the ones used against him. But for all the joy that he had in that campaign, all the excitement he engendered, he lost that race. And John McCain didn't want to lose this one.
So in politics, it said that you can learn a lot by a person if you look at what they do immediately following a big defeat. What did John McCain do when he lost South Carolina and eventually dropped out of the race?
Well, he took a little time to say out loud that he endorsed Bush. He obviously was chagrined by the outcome of the election. But he ended up doing that. And in 2004, when George Bush needed him, they campaigned alongside one another. And the photographs of those two campaigning together have shown up considerably in the Democratic campaign this fall, as have the statements that John McCain made during the primaries when he was trying to win Republican support, that he had voted with President Bush more than 90% of the time, even more than some fellow Republicans. That is an indication of the difficult balancing act he's faced with both trying to win the nomination by snuggling up to parts of the party that he had not been close to before, but now that he's in the general election, he's got to try to reach beyond that, and it's not easy.
John Harwood is the chief Washington correspondent for CNBC. He's also a political writer for The New York Times. John, thanks for coming in.
You bet.
And one final note. The White House says that today, President Bush and First Lady Laura Bush sent their early ballots into Texas supporting John McCain.